Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
We're into August, as you know, and back to school costs are looming large for many families. A survey by children's charity Barnardo suggests that many parents are worried about meeting back to school expenses. The recent increase in the cost of living has made it a lot worse for an awful lot of families. Labour, among the opposition, they're calling on government to make all school books free. We're joined by Eoin O'Riordan, Labour's education spokesperson now. Eoin, Fáiltrúd Chuig an Glór. How bad is it, first of all? I mean, how many families have been contacting you, for example, about back to school costs?
Well, firstly, can I just join with your correspondent and everybody across the country in expressing the Labour Party's sympathy for the families in Monaghan as a result of the tragic incident. It was a school-based event. It was a Debs, and you know, I just wanted to make that point.
It's
before we get into
desperately sad, thank you for doing so. It's desperately sad. I think everybody is affected.
We're talking about absolutely heartbroken families. So I know that back to school costs is furthest for their minds. But just to answer your question, every year we've been working with government, calling on government to do more. I suppose when it comes to school, far too many families think of money. And far too many families sometimes feel a sense of humiliation that they can't meet the costs, or if they do meet the costs, that something else has to give. There are reminders often sent home from school about monies that are outstanding. We feel strongly about the books issue, but in fairness, Norma Foley, she has moved on that. And in primary school, for the first time in a historic move, the primary school books are free. And there are you know, a sense within the budgetary negotiations of government that next year we may have secondary school books will be free as well. So that is a positive, and the Labour Party, we like to, you know, comment on good work done by government as well. The voluntary contribution, though, is something that we really feel government needs to work on. I have a bill that's been published that would ban voluntary contributions, because we feel now that schools should be centrally funded and should not feel as if they should move towards the parent body to ask for extra contributions. And these voluntary contributions, you know, they are called voluntary, but they feel anything but. And there has been, in a minority of cases, a connection between these contributions and access to certain school resources, such as lockers.
Oh, okay.
So if you feel that you can't contribute, then you feel as if you can't contribute fully into school life.
And it puts an awful lot of, especially the fact that it's so-called voluntary, it puts an awful lot of families on the back foot, and they feel quite bad about voluntary, so-called voluntary contributions, when it's not really at all. The school would make the point, though, various schools, that they can't function without these contributions. So how much would it cost to make it to end voluntary contributions for families and fund it centrally?
Well, the Catholic Primary School Managers Association say at primary level it would cost $54 million. What frustrates me sometimes is that you have, you know, junior ministers from government quite happy to pen op-eds on the need for tax cuts for middle-income families, and that's all very well, but we never seem to get the same energy from that government party in particular when it comes to back-to-school costs. If we had a situation where we didn't have parents always wondering about money when it comes into engaging with school life, then they could talk about education, they could talk about child development, they'd be more likely to go to the parent-teacher meeting, they'd be more likely to engage fully in school life. Parents' associations have turned into fundraising bodies. And this is, you know, we have to totally recast the way that we view school life and children's engagement in school life. Getting a note home from school shouldn't make parents wince because they assume there's going to be a price tag at the end of it. So if we have a totally free education system where books are free, where transport is free, where meals are free, and there is never, as in Finland, voluntary contributions fundraising is banned because the assumption is that schools are centrally funded and you wouldn't have to ask anybody.
Where would the $54 million come from, Eoin? And you've had a cut at Fine Gael there, but I'm sure Fine Gael would say...
We have an $8 billion.
Hang on a second. I'm sure Fine Gael would say that they penned those op-eds to give families a bit of help because they are feeling exactly what you're saying, financial pressure. And they would also probably say that Fine Gael had a hand in extending the free primary school book scheme.
Well, my point would be that this would be a benefit for every single family if you were to do this and totally have a radical overhaul of how we view education. Because not only is it benefiting the family, it also means the school doesn't have to spend that much time trying to fundraise, trying to put
granted,
pressure on.
But where does a 54 million come from to fund
where
all of
this? Well, we have an 8 billion budget surplus. We have, as I say, Fine Gael junior minister is quite happy to write opinion pieces about how 1 billion here, 1 billion there and tax cuts would be fine. What I'm saying in terms of 54 million, that would be easily found within the budgetary parameters of what we're dealing with in the next number of months. But if we had the vision, which I believe Norma Foley has had in terms of school books, which would be wider than that, then we could have a situation where parents would not feel less inclined to go to the school gate, less inclined to go to the parent-teacher meeting, less inclined to go to school events because they feel they're going to be reminded about money. Now, if everything comes down to money, it's not just the humiliation of the child and the parent feels, it's also that you're replacing a conversation about education, about school.
I'm not saying it's not worthy at all.
If the teacher, also the teacher, and I've been in that position, or the principal, and I've been in that position, doesn't feel that they have to chase that parent for money or be talking with the Parents Association about a fundraiser when they should really be talking with the Parents Association about school life, about school community, about something different.
I'm not saying what you're saying is unworthy at all. I'm sure most families, all families would row in behind it. However, the problem is funding it. And you say it's 54 million. That could well balloon given inflation over the next number of years. The problem is every time Labour or any other opposition party comes out and says, look, we need to fix this problem, they point to the surplus. But Labour alone has mentioned huge chunks of that surplus for housing, huge chunks of it for health and justice and other matters over the last number of weeks. You're not going to pay for it all out of that surplus.
But we're not talking about tax cuts. I mean, in fairness, Cormac,
I'm not talking about tax cuts.
Hold on. Yeah, and we aren't. So that's my point to you is this. In politics, you have to be honest. And you cannot come and say, by the way, we also want tax cuts and we want to increase provision of social services. We don't do that because we make a very, very clear choice. If you want to go to tax cuts, you go for somebody else with a right-wing perspective. If you want to have service provision, which is enhanced and improved and free at the point of entry, then you vote for somebody along the lines of what we're talking about in terms of social democratic viewpoint and the Labour Party in particular.
Okay, so you say end voluntary contributions. Giving credit where it's due? Are you saying that the back-to-school costs are being, especially in terms of free books, is being dealt with by and large?
And again, this is the type of politics that the Labour Party is trying to propose. When the government does something which is to be congratulated, we are the first to congratulate them. We don't get into points going for the sake of it. Norma Foley made a promise on free school books for primary level, and she has delivered it.
Okay.
And we hope to be able to work with her on second level next year. But in the meantime, we do have pieces of legislation that would ban voluntary contributions, would make life an awful lot easier.
Okay.
My point on that is that there is a political choice in that, and that we can make those strong choices. But if you're going to prioritise tax cuts over what this could provide for every single child in the country, but then I think people are going to see right through that.
Okay, do you agree with Eoin O'Riordan, and do you agree with Labour? Do you want an end to voluntary contributions in schools? If so, you can let us know to 51551. If you disagree, you can let me know as well. Eoin O'Riordan of Labour, thank you very much indeed.